This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, in the matter of ARH, a minor, JMJ, and BLNJ, respondents versus ERT Jr., appellant, decided April 3rd, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in division in the matter of ARH, a minor, JMJ, and BLNJ, respondents, number SD38536 versus Rights. Filed April 3rd, 2025, ERT Jr., appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of New Madrid County. Honorable W. Keith Curry, judge affirmed ERT, father, appeals the Circuit Court's judgment, granting the petition of the guardians, JMJ and BLNJ, guardians, to adopt ARH, child. Wern Guardians October 2023 petition alleged, and the trial court found, that father's consent to the adoption was not required because, for the six-month period immediately prior to the filing of the petition, he willfully, substantially, and continuously neglected to provide child with necessary care and protection. See sections 211, 4047, 5-1-B, and 453.047. 2. Father does not challenge the substantive merits of the adoption judgment, but rather contends in 2 points that his court. 1. The circuit court also found that the consent of child's birth mother to the adoption was not required, and she is not a party to this appeal. 2. Unless otherwise stated, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016 as amended through RSMO.cum.supiars 2021. 2. Appointed trial counsel was ineffective. We affirm. In adoption proceedings, birth parents have a statutory right to counsel. Section 453.030. 11. Such a right implies that counsel be effective. CF, CVE, vs. Greene County Juvenile Office. 330 SW 3D 560 574, MOAP, 2010. Recognizing that Section 201.462.2, establishing a right to counsel in termination of parental rights cases, implies a right to effective assistance of counsel. Otherwise, the statutory right to counsel would become an empty formality, internal quotation marks omitted. The test for effectiveness is whether the attorney was effective in providing his or her client with a meaningful hearing based on the record. Current of JPB 509 SWBU 3D 8497, Mo Bank 2017, internal quotation marks omitted. We begin by addressing father's second point, in which he asserts that trial counsel was ineffective because she failed to object to the adoption proceeding as being in violation of father's due process, in that father was neither served with process nor afforded court-appointed counsel in the underlying juvenile proceeding, rendering the underlying juvenile judgment void for lack of personal jurisdiction. This point fails for various reasons. First and foremost, while father cites to documents purporting to be from the underlying juvenile proceeding and subsequent guardianship proceeding, those documents are found in the appendix father filed with his brief, not the legal file. We cannot consider documents outside of the circuit court record, and the mere inclusion of documents in an appendix to a brief does not make them part of the record on appeal. In readoption of CMBR 332 SW3D 793 823, MoBank 2011, internal quotation marks omitted, abrogated on other grounds by SSS v. CVS, 529 SW3D 811, MoBank 2017. Furthermore, even if the relied upon records were properly included in the record on appeal, those records would nevertheless be unavailing. Where a judgment is attacked in other three ways than by proceedings in the original action to have it vacated or reversed or modified, or by a proceeding in equity to prevent its enforcement, the attack is a collateral attack. Intinares of KRT, 505 SW3D 864 868, MOAP 2016, internal quotation marks omitted. Generally, a judgment must be challenged via direct appeal and not by a collateral attack. Itty. If the judgment was rendered by a court that had both subject matter jurisdiction and personal jurisdiction, then the judgment is not open to attack. Intinares of ARB 586 SW3D 846 860, MOAP 2019. Father attempts to circumvent this prohibition, arguing that his claim is jurisdictional. Specifically, Father argues, without any citation to applicable authority, that a personal jurisdictional defect arose in the juvenile proceedings because he was never served with a copy of the juvenile officer's neglect petition purportedly filed in July of 2021. However, in order to be considered a parent and therefore a party under Rule 140.01, directing summons and petition service to all parties in juvenile proceedings, Father would have had to meet, at a minimum, the definition of a presumed father under Rule 110.04.24. 3. A presumed father is a man presumed to